Now, as far as this game is concerned, game two, this is where the defense just absolutely drives you nuts. So Nolan McClain gives up a bomb to Kyle Tucker. What else is new? Kyle Tucker is torturing the Mets for no reason whatsoever. And then the third inning kind of goes off the rails. He gives up a one-out hit to Dalton Rushing. And Ohtani, it's a ground ball to first base. That should be a double play. And I have watched this replay 15 times now. Because there's so many angles of the non-turn double play that we can focus on. And what's funny is when this play was actually happening, I was buying chicken fingers with my $10 rebate. So I actually saw the play. I glanced up with one of the TVs that was on in the old Piazza Club. And so I didn't know what the hell happened. I just know that I hear John Smoltz saying, "Oh, run prevention." And there's Joe Davis like, "Oh, the Mets. So many guys out of position." And I just wanted to choke both of them. And I wasn't that far away from being able to because I was in the Piazza Club. It's not that far away from the press box. I kid. But I've gone back and watched this play. John Smoltz was convinced that Brett Beatty's throw hit the base runner Dalton Rushing in the helmet. I don't see it, but the ball hits something because... And I'm all for criticizing Lindor's defense. He deserves it. He's had a terrible defensive year. There's no sugarcoating that. But if you look at his reaction as the ball is thrown to him, it obviously deflects off of something because Lindor is waiting for the throw and the ball kind of moves to the left and Lindor doesn't just miss it. It's deflected off of something. So from that regard, John Smoltz is probably right that it hit the helmet, even though there's no actual evidence that it hit the helmet. So who do you blame? Andy Green, after the game, is bitching about the rules. That was his answer. His answer was, look, base runners are allowed to run in the grass now. I hate it. That's what Andy said. I wish the rule changed. And so Beatty doesn't really have a lot of room to fit that throw to Francisco Lindor. So you got two options. Option number one is the risky play, which is what Beatty did. The other option is just go get the out. And I think because of Brett Beatty's inexperience, and you've seen it, there was a play on Saturday night, or was it Sunday? No, it was Saturday night, in which there was a ground ball to second base, was ground ball to Marcus Semien, and Beatty was going after it. And by the time he realizes this is Semien's ball, Beatty now has to race back to first base, and he made it. Like, it turned out to be 4-3 in your scorecard, but it was a complete miscue by Beatty to be so aggressive in going for that ball. And you know what that is? That is an experience. That is an experience. And Hoff, I know you're going to hate me saying this, and for anybody out there who's going to take this as defending Brett Beatty, whatever, I guess I'll live with it. The Mets should look at Brett Beatty, unless they trade him at the trade deadline, which could very well happen, and I'm certainly not against it. Yeah, I'm not against it. Whatever. I think Brett Beatty needs to spend the rest of this season playing nothing but first base and right field. Because the reason that Brett Beatty is bad at these positions is because he's barely played it. Like, my criticisms last week was, you got all these outfielders, you have all these good options in the outfield, and somehow Brett Beatty's playing right field. Well, we're at a different point in this season. I know that's weird because that Milwaukee game was like less than a week ago, but now we are really over, especially with the trade deadline coming and Juan Soto being out. The Mets need to push Brett Beatty to learn these positions because the only way Brett Beatty has value on the 2027 Mets is by being versatile but decent at these positions. I'm not going to argue. He's not decent at these positions, but he's got to play it. Like, he's got to learn this. And then, yes, if he continues to suck, fine. But he's barely played first base. He's barely played right field. And so my declaration, as long as he's on this team, and God knows the Mets don't have a first baseman, so let's not act like he'd be taking at-bats away from anybody who's all that special. I think you just stick him at these positions and let him learn it. Because one last thing, Hoff, before you jump in, he's proven he could play second base. Like, you have to admit, he's looked good at second base. And that just shows you, if you give the athlete enough opportunities to learn the position, he could turn himself into something halfway decent.
But my argument is not even like, okay, so he's turned into a good second baseman. Just keep him there. Like, is he even that good that we have to keep on trying to find a place for him to play? I think that's my issue. It's like we're forcing him all over the field, and even if he does become a solid right fielder, is his bat good enough to be on this team?
Yes, as a super utility player, I think there's a value to that. See, here's where I'll agree with you guys for everyone who hates Brett Baty. Brett Baty is not an everyday third baseman. Like, we thought that coming into the season, and then they signed Bo Bichette. Now he's a super. I don't think his bat, and this year he's been given plenty of opportunities on this, his bat has not played out where he's an everyday third baseman, right? And I don't think he's an everyday second baseman. I think his value would be, can he play a decent third base? The answer is yes. Can he play a decent second base? I think the answer is yes. Now let's see him turn into a decent first baseman and right fielder. He's not that yet. I completely agree. And that play was an inexperienced play on Saturday night. But the only way to get good at it is to just play it. And I think if he does become average defensively at first base and right field, even if he is, yes, a 235 hitter with a little bit of pop, I think a guy off the bench who can play third base, second base, first base, and right field, I do think brings a value to the team, but I think they need to use the last 2 months to just have him play those positions and at least prove to us he can be capable at it.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with the last 2 months of the season. After the trade deadline, I mean, I'm expecting this roster to be like, you know, just as skin and bones as possible. So he's going to have to play, so might as well do it. I'm fine with that the last 2 months of the season. But if the experiment fails, just know that next year, maybe there needs to be a better plan than having Brett Baty out there.
I am not in favor of Brett Baty being an everyday player in 2027. I'm not. And I don't even know if a good 2 months would change my view on that. I'm more in line of he can be a piece off the bench. And I think that's far different.